Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr coming to you on the 29th of March. Cold morning. Didn't quite get to the record lows that was expected by some, but man, we're close and it's unseasonably cold for this time of the year. And as we turn the calendar page to April, Saturday, you know, there's been a few years recently where farmers were in the field in April, some late March. Of course, there was replanting done. But with below normal temperatures lingering, once this snow starts melting later into April, it might have a rapid melt, which would increase flood risks. NDSU's Ken Hellevang has some words of advice, especially for ranchers.
Some of it, like I said, is just common sense, you know, kind of remembering where the water tends to accumulate or where it runs, making sure if we've got livestock that we've got them up out of the mud and that we have access to the feed. When we're looking at buildings, we've had a handful of roof failures. So that's one thing that we probably need to just verify that we don't have a bunch of snow sitting up there, that if it does rain on it, would become a load that we're concerned about. So making sure that not only are downspouts extended, but that we're making sure that snow melt doesn't pile a bunch of water next to the structure.
Hellevang says as far as our homes, yes, get the snow off of the roof. Make sure that once the snow starts melting, that it can flow freely away from our homes. Maybe need to blow some snow away from the house. Topping our farm news this morning, Brazil courting fresh investment from top Chinese grain trader COFCO. Company is playing a growing role in the South American nation's booming farm exports. Brazil's ag minister proposed investing in Brazilian railways and waterways to COFCO's board during a meeting in Beijing last week, as well as financing the restoration of farmland. State-owned COFCO could not be reached for comment, but they have already invested in Santos, Brazil's top soybean port, and is currently expanding its export terminal capacity to 14 million tonnes to help it feed China's voracious demand for soybeans. Japan has removed 20-year-old restrictions on Canadian beef imports. It was the 2003 discovery in the province of Alberta of a case of BSE. So Japan, like many other nations, restricted imports of Canadian beef. Canadian beef flows into Japan again. This is Inside Agriculture. We'll be right back after a check of the opening markets.